So let's review. The Gemara inquires, "Paletah shekh mazera roya havya o negas havya?" When the woman discharges zera after having marital relations, is she tamei as one who discharged her own bodily fluids, or is she tamei by contact because the zera touched her body? And the Gemara explains that the relevance of this question is regarding the following three halachas: nafkimina lister, v'latamei b'mashu, v'latamei b'fnim kibachutz. If she's considered a raya, it disrupts the sheben nekiyim, the seven clean days that a woman counts after ziva. She's tamei even if she discharges a minute amount, and she becomes tamei when the zera is still inside her in the outer chamber. However, if she's considered a nagas, it does not disrupt the sheben nekiyim. She's only tamei if she discharges a certain amount, and she only becomes tamei when the zera exits her body and touches the outside of her body, as all other tumas that convey tumah through contact. Now, the Gemara questions this shayla because in the previous daf, the Gemara cited a brisa with machlekes in this very question. The Rabban hold, peletah shekh bazera mitama bifnim kibachutz. She becomes tamei even while the zera is still inside her. While Rabban Shimon holds, ein mitama chatetzi tamas lachutz. She becomes tamei only when the zera exits her body. Then the Gemara offers two explanations for this shayla. Shmile masnita. The questioner was indeed aware of the above mentioned brisa. Therefore, aliba de Rabbanan loikamim bayle. According to the Rabban who hold peletah mitama bifnim kibachutz, it does transmit tumah while still inside. There's no shayla. They certainly hold raya havi. It's considered like a natural discharge. However, aliba de Reb Shimon b'latame b'fnim kibachutz loikimi boyle kikimi boyle lister b'latame b'chalshu. According to Reb Shimon, who holds peletas ainim b'latame b'fnim kibachutz, it does not transmit tumah while still inside. We can still ask about the other two halachas, whether it disrupts the clean days and whether it transmits tumah with any amount, as Rashi explains. Inami om Reb Shimon daya kibayla. Even though Reb Shimon said that she's like the man with whom she had relations, and that she, like him, does not become tummy until the zera exits the body, and this regard it's like tumas maga, nevertheless, regarding the other two halachas, sastro mitama b'mashu kebayla, perhaps she's like a raya, because by the man too, a carry disrupts the counting of the shim nekim of a zav, and it transmits tum in any amount, therefore perhaps she has these halachas too, or le'in mashu v'stira nami mashu le'negas. Perhaps paletah shekh bazera is considered a tumas maga for all her halachas. Another explanation of the shayla. Lo yishmile masnita. The questioner was not aware of the brayse and inquired as follows. Perhaps peletas is a raya because mida'ach mirachmona abal karin b'sinai raya havya. Since the Torah was strict regarding tumas of zera by Har Sinai, even though it was lenient regarding other tumas transmitted through contact, this indicates that peletas is considered raya. Or perhaps peletas is a negas because legermina misinai dechidishu dehozavin mitzran dechamiri v'le'achma b'hurachmona. We cannot make such assumptions based on the events by Sinai because the tumah of Ezav and Metzara are more severe than the tumah of Zera, and yet we were lenient by Sinai regarding these halachas. Therefore, perhaps Peletas is merely tumas maga. The Gemara cites the opinion of many Amiram who ruled, Raya Havya, it's considered like a discharge. The Gemara then cites a related brisa. Hanida, Bahazava, Vashemeres, Yem, Kenegidyoim, Bahayuledis, Kulu Metamas, Befnim, Kibachutz. Hanida, Azava, and the woman who gave birth all become tummy, even though it remained inside her body in the outer chamber. And the Gemara explains, in the case of Hanida v'Hazav v'Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, Mitames b'Fnim Kibachutz, because they're all Raya. And in the case of Yoledes, the Gemara explains after some discussion that it refers to Lady Yeveshta, Haitzi of Lad Rei Shechutz L'Praizer. We're discussing a woman who gave birth without blood. And the child stuck his head out from the uterus to the outer chamber, which is considered a birth, and she is Tameh because of childbirth. The Gemara proceeds to point out the difference between Tumah Blua and Tumah Beis Asesar. Tumah blua is when the tummy item is swallowed up in an inner organ in the body, for example, in the stomach. And tumah blua ain't a matama lebemaga belebemasa. It's not matame at all. While tumas beis asarim is when the tummy item is in a concealed area of the body, for example, in the ear, nose, or armpit. And tumas beis asarim bemaga lebemame bemasa mi matame. It's not matame bekantik, but it's matame be caring. And the Gemara discusses several scenarios. Someone placed a gezais of nevela in the woman's outer chamber. Abaye rules, baluahava. It's considered a swallowed tumah, which is not metame at all, and so the woman is tar. Rava rules, based on sasarim hava. It's considered a concealed tumah, and so even though she's not tummy through maga contact, she's tummy because of masa carrying the tumah. Similarly, tachav lechaver gezais nevela tech piv. Someone stuck a gezais of nevela inside someone else's throat. Abaye rules, baluahava. It's considered a swallowed tumah, and so that person is tar. Rava rules based on Sasarim Hav, it's considered a concealed tumah, and so even though he is not tummy through maga, he's tummy because of masa. The Gemara continues with several rulings of tumas based on Sasarim. Sheretz b'koim to tahar, nevel b'koim to tameh. If one has a sheretz in the fold of his body, he's tar. But if he has a kezayis on the veil in the fold, he's tummy. And the Gemara explains. Sheretz ben negiyud metame uveis esrom lav bar magu. A sheretz only conveys tumah through contact, and this does not apply to a fold in the body. However, neveil b'magulei metame b'masa mi metame. Neveil also conveys tumah by caring, and this applies even in a fold. Sheretz b'koymtei b'chnisi la'avar hatanu tameh. If one has a sheretz in the fold in his body, and he brings it into the airspace of an earthenware oven, it transmits tumah to the oven. Even though we expound the pasuk teichai b'lei teich teichai, items that are contained within something else, which is inside the airspace of the oven, do not convey tumah. However, the item in his fold is not considered teich teichai. Kana b'koim tishal zav, v'hisid b'yas atar, tahar. Kana b'koim tishal tahar, v'hisid b'yas azav, tameh. If a rod is held in a fold in the body of a zav, and he moved some tar with it, that person is tar. But if the rod is in a fold in the body of some tar, and he moved a zav with it, he is tameh. And the Gemara explains these halachas. The pasuk says, "V'chol eshiyigabay hazav v'yodav leshadav b'mayim, zehu hesed tishal zav." This refers to tumas hesed, meaning a zav transmits tumah by moving or carrying some tar, and there's no other tumah that is transmitted this way. The Torah referred to this as touching, to teach us that both hesed and maga are like his hands. Just as one's hands are exposed, so these tumas are only transmitted through an exposed part of the body. Therefore, kana b'koim tishal zav v'hesed b'yas atar tar, because this is considered maga, and basis his arm is not metame b'maga. However, kana b'koim tishal tar v'hesed b'yas zav tame, because this is considered masa, and basis arm is metame b'masa. As part of the earlier discussion of how Yeled is metame b'fnim kibachutz, the Gemara cites the following ruling of Reb Zeira. Yeled is sheyard delitful mitum alitar v'nekar mimena dam. If a woman who gave birth went down to immerse and purify herself at the end of her 7th or 14th day of Tumah, and she discharged blood from the uterus to the outer chamber, but it's still in her body. But you read the Tumeya, Ba'aliyah Tahira. If this happened on her way down to immerse, she is Tumeya, because it conveys Tumah even before leaving the body. But if it happened after she immersed, she's Tahira, because this blood was discharged during her Yimei Tar. Let's explain. In the case of B'yirid Tumeya, before the Tefillah, there are two Tumas. The woman is Tumeh, because she is still in her Yimei Tumah. And the dam is tameh, and metame b'maga b'masa, because it came out in the yimei tumah. Now, once she immerses, her tumah is removed, and she enters her yimei tar. However, the dam remains tameh because it came out while she was still tameh, and the tefillah does not help for the dam that is in her outer chamber. And as Tais explains, whether the dam is metame the isha depends on the above mentioned machlekes Abaye v'Rava. According to Abaye, that oisim makab is considered balua, the dam is not metame her while still inside. She will only become tameh from the dam once it's yatz l'chutz, the dam exits her body. According to Rava, that Oysa Mokim is considered based on Sasarim, the dam is not Metame B'maga, but it is Metame B'masa even while still inside. However, Ba'aliyah Tahira, she is Tar because since she immersed already, she entered her Yimei Tar. And the dam is Tar because it came out when she was already Tar.